with you on such a wonderful occasion, participating in such a wonderful program on such a wonderful day, Ekadasi, what is it, Mokshada Ekadasi, Gita Jayanti. This is the anniversary of the day Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And here in Cape Town, we're welcoming Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra Devi. They are Utsava deities, festival deities. And they will be appearing generally every year on Rath Yatra Day or some days before. They'll be coming. In fact, what? Well, the rest of the time they'll be in Jyoti Prabhu's house and they'll be looked after and worshipped there. But this, what we've just been doing right now, this is called Snan Yatra. Snan means bath, bathing. The festival of bathing Jagannath. And you know what happens after Snan Yatra? After being bathed and bathed and bathed for more than half an hour, 45 minutes perhaps, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi catch colds. Yes. Well, we must know their persons. They're not just some sort of ceremonial representational something. Symbols. Not at all. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jagannath. He, of course, was on your right-hand side. Then his older brother, Baladev, was on your left-hand side. And between them, their sister, Subhadra Devi. So they are transcendental personalities. They're not just idols, meaning some sort of concocted form, just somehow produced. Which may be a little emotionally stimulating, something like that, but in reality are spiritually insubstantial. There's nothing really there, nothing really going on. But no, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi, they're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and their sister, and their persons. So, normally at least what happens after the Snan Yatra is they catch a cold and they have to be looked after very nicely. I don't know where they will be. Where will they be? They'll either be here or in Jyoti's house, I'm not sure. And during those days, from the Snan Yatra until the Rath Yatra, normally, the devotees, they, in a very devotional mood, bring different remedies, ginger tea, and things like this. Yeah. Because they're persons, they're not things. They're not just nice things, but they're persons. And they are the Supreme Person. So Jagannath is a very special form of the Lord. Last week Sunday, we did the transmission from the Phoenix Rath Yatra. I assume some of you were here, and you heard what was said then, is it?
Yes.
Right. So, a little bit of background was there. But Jagannath is a very special form of the Lord. Of course, he looks very special, doesn't he? Oh, human human-like to some degree, but not human-like in the same way as, for example, Nithai Mayapur Chandra, or in Durban, Radha Radhana, Lord Chaitanya, or in Johannesburg, Shishi Nithai Gaurahari. They're very clearly human-like, and the deity of Srila Prabhupada over there by His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. Prabhupada looks just completely convincingly human-like. And even we've had the experience in Durban of some older people, maybe their sight was not exactly what it was in their youth, going up and speaking to the deity of Srila Prabhupada and getting a little confused. Why does Swami not answer? So Prabhupada particularly is extremely convincing in the sense of looking human-like. And he's also there. He's sitting there watching all of this. But Jagannath is something, you know, a little different. Human-like to some degree, you can see, but not clearly human-like. And last Sunday, at least I remember saying something about that. Those of you who were here then, perhaps you would remember that Lord Krishna left Vrindavan after 10 or 11 years, throwing the inhabitants of Vrindavan into a bottomless ocean of separation. We've all felt some separation from someone sometime. We've lost, maybe someone died, a family member, someone dear to us just went away, and really went away to, so we wouldn't see them again. So we've all felt some separation, but not like that. As Lord Chaitanya said, yugaitam nameshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyaitam jagat saravam govinda virahename. When I'm separated from you, Govinda, Krishna, then one moment, nimesh, is a fraction of a second. It's like, anyway, it's a small, maybe 11th of a second or 16th of a second. It's just really a flash. So Lord Chaitanya says that one fraction of a second seems like 12 years or more. And this is not just some colorful, emotional, poetic expression. This is really how Lord Chaitanya felt. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, he is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So effectively, we can say in that verse, the Lord Chaitanya is feeling and expressing the feelings of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna left Vrindavan, and then many years later, they met again. They were reunited in Kurukshetra. Same place Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita some thousands, 5,000 years ago or so. Yes, today. So they met again in Kurukshetra before the battle, sometime, even some years before the battle, because it was very famous, traditional, old, sacred place, and a place of the performance of yajna, sacrifice, and religious ceremonies in general. So they met there. And Srila Prabhupada, who was the master of very gentlemanly, very cultured, understatement. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada said, it was a very touching occasion. Very touching. How touching? Well, again, we don't really have experience of those types of emotions, or at least to that degree, not really at all. So it was a very touching occasion, touching reunion of those beloved persons who had been tolerating the pain of separation for so many years. Separation from Krishna. And Krishna was also feeling the separation. So it is a little bit of a long story, and we did describe the next part of it on Sunday last week. How they were there to observe a solar eclipse, and that the program went on for a few days and then they finished, and people had come from all over northern India. Krishna had come from Dwarka. It is hundreds of kilometers away, it may be possibly 1,000 kilometers or more. It may be 1,500. It's a long way. And the inhabitants of Vrindavan came from Vrindavan. It is approximately 400 kilometers. So they were there for that solar eclipse. Then everything was finished. And then everyone had to go home. So the inhabitants of Vrindavan, having been separated from Krishna for a long time, and now having got his association again, they didn't want to just say goodbye and just turn around and just walk away. No. They went to say goodbye. They said goodbye. They came back to where all their things were, like their camp. And then they said, we got to go say goodbye to Krishna again. And so they did, again. And they came back some hours later to their camp. And then they said, you know, we got to go and say goodbye to Krishna again. And so they did. And they came back some hours later. Okay, let's go, but we got to say goodbye to Krishna again. So as we mentioned last week, Sunday, those of you who were here would recall perhaps, this is all described actually in Padma Purana, great Vedic scripture, that this went on. You got to say goodbye again. Okay, come back. Let's go. Well, we got to say goodbye again. This went on for 3 months. Shishing the time I bojandra ki. And finally it came to that point that, you know, we are actually going to have to go. I mean, really, actually go. Just like you all know, it was an interesting experience for me when I first arrived in South Africa. The South African phenomenon of now, of just now, 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 and now, now, now. I have not encountered it. It is a South African phenomenon that just now, in fact, we were at the beach, would you believe, in Durban a couple of days ago with one very nice devotee family. And the husband, a certain sort of situation arose, and he said, oh yeah, I'll do something just now. But, you know, I was ready for it, so I knew. It doesn't mean just now. It means, you know, in due course later. So just now, now, of course, means after some time. Now means quite soon. And now means now. So it'll be going on like that. Stretchable time. Brijbasi stretchable time. And finally they realized, we're actually going to have to go. But it was just too much. And they couldn't just say, well, let's go and say goodbye to Krishna again. They'd concluded that. So they went back to Krishna and told Krishna after 3 months of procrastination and back and forth and countless times. They came to the point they had to go. So they went back to Krishna, particularly Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and they said, you know, you told us when you left Vrindavan many years ago, you said you were coming back. Even some of us you told you'd come back the next day. And others you said the day after, the next day. But it's been so many years and you haven't come back. And Krishna, again, maybe he has some connection with South Africa. Krishna said, I'm just now coming. Shortly, I'll be there. But the gopis, right around the and the gopis said, no. That was what you said before. And this time, we're not accepting it. We're taking you back now. And they actually meant now. Right now. So they put Krishna on his chariot, Baladev, Subhadra also, tied ropes to the chariots and pulled them all the way 400 kilometers back to Vrindavan. It took some days, of course. And Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra on the chariots, they were so ecstatic. We are going back to Vrindavan. We are going back with our most, most dear devotees, who are actually more dear to us than life. We are with them again, and we're going back with them. They became so happy that, you know what they say, the face is the index of the mind. And you can see in people you associate with, you can see when they're happy, you can see when they're sad. And sometimes if they get super stressed and just, you know, things are going wild, then you can see it. You can see it vividly. So, Krishna, when he becomes so intensely emotional, his feelings are aroused to the extreme, he may actually assume another form. Not just, you know, big smile or, you know, frown or some sort of expression like that. But he may actually assume another form. And this is Jagannath. Jagannath is Krishna. Jagannath is Krishna from Dwarka. Hare Krishna. Jagannath is Krishna from Dwarka in the ecstasy of returning to Vrindavan and being reunited with his devotees from Vrindavan. And this is why the big smile. Can you smile like that? Can we smile like that? Sometimes they say, isn't it? Smiling from ear to ear. But you can't do it, I mean. But he is actually doing it. He's actually smiling from ear to ear. And those big round eyes, just amazement, wonder, astonishment, joy, overflowing their bounds completely. So this is Jagannath. And Jagannath is Krishna, but in that very special mood. So these deity forms are Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. As deities go, you know, amongst deities, they're very special deities. And the festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, is very special festival, because we are celebrating that occasion of the reunion and the return to Vrindavan in the company of the Bridge Buses. We're celebrating it, but not just celebrating it, we are reenacting it. And we, little us, with all due respect, but it's really like that, little us, who, you know, we should really try to remain free from pretension as much as possible, because we're not really worthy of being very pretentious. We don't have a lot to be pretentious about. We have many good reasons to be humble, actually. Very good reasons to be humble. But little us, this festival is such, and Jagannath is so merciful, that even little people like us, who are very lacking in spiritual qualification and spiritual advancement, and in fact maybe we possess many disqualifications actually, but despite all of that, Jagannath is so merciful, and this festival is so wonderful and so merciful, that we get the opportunity not just to celebrate it and have some kirtan and talk about it, but to actually reenact it and take the position of the Bridge Buses and do exactly what they were doing. Pull the Lord on his chariot back to Vrindavan while chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Should be in ecstasy. So yes, it's very special. It's really very special. And we should try to appreciate it as much as we can. And then when it happens, we can really treasure it. You know, they say hindsight is much clearer than foresight. No. You look back and you think, ah, we should have done this. And it's clear. But in foresight, you know, should we do this or what should we do? It's not so easy. Even, of course, I remember very vividly when Srila Prabhupada left this world, that so many devotees were saying, why didn't we ask Prabhupada about this? Why didn't we get clarification about that? And why didn't we make more of Prabhupada's association when we had it? So in this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, we should really try to be, as they say, be here now, be there then at the festival. Just really be clear. Where am I? What is going on? Who is this? And what is my position? Be clear about these things and really get absorbed in it. And then it's such a treasurable festival, such a profound festival. There's one class of Srila Prabhupada's which he gave at a Rath Yatra festival somewhere. You can look it up if you've got Prabhupada's books and lectures and things on computer. Srila Prabhupada's talking about this, the pastime which I mentioned of the reunion like that at Kurukshetra and the feelings. And Srila Prabhupada said that yes, for the devotees, this is a great feelings festival of exchange with the Lord. So it's coming. In the meantime, now there's approximately a week or so. Many devotees send get well cards to Jagannath. Try and meditate on it, because he's a person. It's not just, we're not just doing this for fun or something like that. And then on the day, on the actual Rath Yatra day, really try and get absorbed in it all and make the most of it and live it and be there then. And you see Jagannath and Balaram, particularly the two of them, because they are the Lord, and they are really, Jagannath is the central personality, but also Baladev. And you see their bodies, their legs have gone into their bodies, their arms have partially retracted, and they're just these little sort of forearms coming out. So, you know why that is? See, there's this one aspect, we're reenacting the pastime and so on. Extremely important, very deep, and we should meditate on that in the meantime and during the festival. But there's another aspect. There's another aspect which is more directly connected with us as we are. And that is that in Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, the Lord, who is normally worshipped in the temple, he comes out of the temple to give his darshan first and foremost to the devotees who are participating in the festival, but then also to give his darshan and his association and his mercy to the common people who just happen to be there. Just happen to be there. Are we starting from the festival ground and coming back to it? Is that how it's working? From the festival ground and then back. Okay. So, all the residents of Greenpoint, the Greenpoint Vasis. I don't know what our route is, but maybe a little into Sea Point. And anyway, wherever we go, all the people who just, apparently, it appears, they just happen to be there. But they're all getting some special mercy. They may not know it. They may not understand it at all. Even, you may get a few fanatical born-again Christians or, sort of more intense people like that. Some born-again Jewish people in Sea Point, perhaps. And not only may they not understand it or know what on earth is going on, some of them may not even like it. In fact, they may dislike it. Perhaps even intensely, but sorry, my friends, they're still getting the mercy. It's just sure. It's amazing, actually. So yeah, there's that aspect. He is Jagannath, and that name is there for a reason. Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, coming out into his universe from the temple, out into public, to give his mercy to the world and the people. So, looking at it from that perspective, the big smile, the big round eyes, the obvious extreme joy of the deities is there because on one hand they're seeing all of you, all their devotees, and thinking, wow, fantastic, we're here with all our devotees. And all the people in general, they're thinking, look at all these unfortunate people lost in the material world. Now they're becoming fortunate. And actually the Lord, the arms like that, he's not playing the flute. He's not just in ecstasy and kirtan like Lord Chaitanya. The arms like this, he's coming to embrace you. Who has been separated from him for a long time, far too long, but now coming back, he's coming to embrace you. So this is Jagannath Rathyatra festival. It's very deep. It's very deep in different ways. And this is the Jagannath deities. They're very deep, extremely deep. And extremely loving and affectionate. So I'm very happy to be here to get their mercy and the association of all their wonderful devotees, yourselves. I'm extremely happy to get the good fortune. It's truly the mercy of the Lord. And well, actually just one little small concluding point. I mentioned that as we take the deities on their chariot around through the streets over there, whoever just happens to be there will get their darshan and special mercy. But, you know, I think a lot of them will not just happen to be there. Somehow by the arrangement of the Lord, a lot of those people will just be drawn there just to get that mercy. Yeah. Somehow by some special arrangement of the Lord. A lot of the people who are going to be around on the 29th and see the festival and hear the chanting like that. I think by Krishna's arrangement, Jagannath's arrangement, many of them will be there. There'll probably be some foreigners, I don't know, Japanese, American, British, whoever. And they may think, yes, we're just on a holiday in Cape Town. We just came from Japan. Little do they know that this whole trip from Japan to Cape Town was arranged by the Lord. Not so they could just joll in the sun rather than freeze in the snow in Europe right now. But they, by the Lord's arrangement, they were drawn to get this mercy of seeing the deity, hearing the kirtan, participating directly, indirectly in the festival. So it's really nice. Let's meditate on it. Take it very personally. Sometimes people say, isn't it? Don't take it personally. Someone tells you you're a dirty, rotten something, something. And someone says, don't take it personally. In Krishna consciousness, we take it very personally. Krishna really is a person. So please, it'd be nice to see some beautiful get well cards and some different potions for recovery, and let's really get into it. And then when the day comes, wow, it'll just be like an explosion of ecstasy by the mercy of Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi, and all by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who's given us all of this. You know, it's one thing to experience the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, that's great. but don't forget where you got it from. Don't forget that. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi Ki
Jai!
Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi Ki
Jai!
Sri Jagannath Radhiyacha Mahatsuga Ki
Jai!
Sri Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai!
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Let us call on His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Maharaj to address us.
Magyanatimadamnasya Ginanana Salakya Chakshurumilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Advaita Machyuta Manadi Manantarupam Ajam Purana Purisham Nuviyuvanamscha Vedesa Dulavam Adurama Matta Bhakta Govinda Mali Purisham Tamam Vajami. It is said that the one Supreme Lord takes many forms. And I think that's quite important to remember, because we are worshipping so many deities. We are worshipping Lord Chaitanya, we are worshipping Krishna, we are worshipping Lord Jagannath and Lord Nrisimhadev, and all these various deities are actually one and the same person. A different form of one and the same person in a different mood. As Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj highlighted how Lord Jagannath is not different from Krishna, and began to explain how the pastime of Rath Yatra relates to the pastime of Krishna in the residence of Vrindavan, when Krishna was staying separately in Dwarka and met them all in Kurukshetra at the time of a solar eclipse. So that connection with Krishna, Maharaj elaborately explained. Maharaj also explained something about the special nature of Lord Jagannath, and maybe also say a few things about that. The merciful nature about Lord Jagannath. What I wanted to do is to highlight the special significance for Lord Jagannath in our tradition. After all, Krishna consciousness as we know it in this form really began with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, first in West Bengal, and then later also in Vrindavan and in Jagannath Puri. These three places, Vrindavan, Navadvip and Jagannath Puri, are the center of our movement, because it was there that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his principal pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that very same Krishna, Vradendanandan se Satchisutta Harlasi, that very same personality. Lord Krishna now appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the merciful incarnation of Krishna. Mahavadanya. He is known as the most magnanimous. He is known as the one who is giving the mercy even to those who have no qualification. So, although Krishna was surrounded by many loving devotees, both in Vrindavan and outside of Vrindavan. Outside of Vrindavan, there were devotees like the Pandavas, or there were the residents of Dwarka. They were all great, great devotees. And then in Vrindavan, Nanda Yasoda, the cowherd boys and cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, they were all associates of Krishna. All great devotees of Krishna. But still as time moved along, so many did not come to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So many somehow or other remained absorbed in material life, in this material world, life after life. The living being has been in this material world, anadiyabhayamukha. It cannot be traced out how long we have been in the material world. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as it is described by Sarup Damodar Goswami in his Kadacha, Panchatattvamakam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Sarupakam Bhakti Avataram Bhaktakyam Namama Bhakti Shaktikam. It is said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as Bhakti Rupa, as the Lord in the form of a devotee. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed all those who were not learning, who were not learning from the instructions of the Gita, who were not learning from all the good advice of great saintly personalities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach those who would not learn, the ones with learner difficulties, you know, those that have special schools for such cases. So there are four different yugas. The most qualified living beings in the Satya Yuga are getting the human form of life. All others are not so qualified. Lower forms, animals, plants, stones, whatever. But qualified. Those qualified human beings in Satya Yuga, many, many will return back to Godhead. But those who fail in Treta Yuga, the standard for human life is lowered. And in Dwapara Yuga, even those who are less qualified get the human form of life. And in Kali Yuga, those who are basically like never came to the human state of consciousness, they still get a human birth. So this is the situation. Dvipadabhasu, two-legged animals. So what to do? In the age of Kali, the threshold has been lowered tremendously for us. And therefore in this age of Kali, we have been given the opportunity now in a human form. And because we didn't learn so many lifetimes, therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to personally show us how to worship the Lord. Lord Jagannath is described to be the most merciful deity form of the Lord. So that's interesting, because we thought that maybe Gornitai were the most merciful deities, and there's no doubt they are most merciful. But Jagannath is engaging unlimited people in so many different types of service. I remember the first Rati Yatra we had here in Cape Town at Sea Point, and I remember that at that time we left with 300 people, and we came back with 1,000 pulling the chariot. And all kinds of people were pulling the chariot. I remember there were Muslims pulling the chariot with the hats on and everything. Somehow or other they got swept up. There were some tourists from Holland and they brought them to me and they said, "Wow, is this an African thing?" It's so colorful, amazing. Yes, very African. Absolutely. So this festival has that amazing potency. Lord Jagannath can engage all kinds of people, can touch all kinds of people, can reach people who have never ever known anything about Krishna by his majestic appearance. Still in the Oxford English Dictionary, the word juggernaut means a colossal, some colossal vehicle or some colossal form, because it's just colossal. Especially if we think of the chariots in Jagannath Puri, and even here in South Africa, they are impressive. Impressive chariots. Not bad. So, in this way, the mercy of Lord Jagannath is he's engaging with so many people. Even in Jagannath Puri, you see, you can visit many temple towns in India, Tirupati, where Lord Balaji is worshipped, or Nathadwar, where Nathji is worshipped. But if you go to Jagannath Puri, it is unique. Nowhere do you see as much cooking going on as in Jagannath Puri. Now India is the country of cooking. It's funny, because India has some sort of reputation of starving people, but the truth is that they eat more than... You always see people eating everywhere and cooking everywhere. Everywhere there's something to eat in India. Yeah. Very common. So, Lord Jagannath eats more than anyone. Nowhere in India have we seen so much cooking as in Jagannath Puri. So much. You see just constantly streams of preparations going into the temple and coming out of the temple. There's endless varieties of cooking. In the temple, of course, there are huge kitchens for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Chopan Bhog, 56 different offerings a day. No other deity is taking so many offerings. So Lord Jagannath in this way engages his devotees, comes out of his temple, and his chariot is pulled by his devotees. So by engaging everyone, he becomes the most merciful deity. Now, I wanted to speak about Lord Chaitanya because the very fact that Ratha Yatra is here in Cape Town is because it is part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya had a very intimate relationship with Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya was very much part of this Ratha Yatra festival and added a new dimension to it. It is described that Lord Chaitanya made a tour of South India, and when he returned to Jagannath Puri, the news was out very quickly, and somehow or other, in a very short time, less than 2 weeks, all the devotees of Bengal managed to walk to Jagannath Puri, which is very fast. Yeah. And when they came, they all began to perform amazing kirtan, known as Prem Sankirtan. And this Prem Sankirtan was just so powerful that anyone who heard it just became overwhelmed. And the rest of the town who didn't hear it, they saw all the people who had heard about it and heard from those people that something was going on. near the Jagannath temple, and they all ran to that place. So within moments, all of Puri was there, watching the amazing kirtan of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, shortly after that, the Snan Yatra ceremony was performed. At that time, the king of Puri was Maharaj Prataparuda, and of course, Vedic kings at that time had many wives. So there was an arrangement that the queens of the king, they would sit on the roof to watch the Snan Yatra. And there is one particular roof which is closest to the Snan Yatra place. And that roof was reserved for the queens. But that particular day, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates came to Jagannath Puri, in that particular year, the king decreed that this year the roof will be reserved for the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, the queens were upset. And it was a big thing. Yes, but they got another roof, second best. The second best roof went to the queens. And then the Snan Yatra began. And it was an amazing spectacle. Just next to this Narendra Sarovar tank that is there, there's a water tank outside the temple, some bathing tank, and then just there the Snan Yatra is being performed. And as it was going on, it was amazing because many brahmanas were pouring pots with water upon Lord Jagannath, and the drops were bouncing off his body and glistening like diamonds in the sky. And everyone was amazed to see that there were still more drops coming from the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although no one was bathing him. Yes. But he was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, and just unlimited tears of ecstasy were shooting from his eyes. So many tears that more water was coming from his body as was being poured onto Lord Jagannath. And everyone said, "Where is all that water coming from? Right? How is this possible? This is not like humanly possible. He must be the Supreme Lord." And everyone was just becoming swept up in the enthusiasm, and everyone was just swept up in the kirtan which was going on during the bathing. And never before, although for thousands and thousands of years, since Satya Yuga, this festival of Snan Yatra had been performed, never ever before had it touched people so deeply. And just seeing how emotional Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became, everyone became emotional. Everyone became swept up. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya taught by example. And then, after Snan Yatra, Lord Chaitanya prepared the Gundicha temple for Lord Jagannath. Along with his devotees, he went to the Gundicha temple and cleansed it so that Lord Jagannath could sit there nicely for 1 week. That is the destination in Ratiyatra. So we can, after sending the get well cards, we can also go to the festival site and help to get everything ready for Lord Jagannath. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually did. And then the day was there for Ratiyatra. Lord Jagannath couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to get on his chariot. He couldn't wait to see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone was eager. And when Lord Chaitanya danced, when he danced in front of that chariot, he jumped so high and then crashed to the ground. Everyone thought his bones would break, but they didn't. And then he bounced back up. And it's just amazing. No one had seen such dancing. And everyone started dancing like they had never danced before. And it was that mood of ecstasy that spilled over. And the kirtan, the Prem Sankirtan, that just washed the streets, and everyone just heard the holy name, and everyone was just seeing the forms of Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. And in that way, this Rath Yatra was going through the streets, and Lord Chaitanya was in that mood of Radharani taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, and very jubilant, victorious, almost there. And now, 500 years later, the echo of that kirtan was brought to us by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, who in his childhood performed Rath Yatra in Calcutta. And when he performed it, his father had gotten, somehow or other, had gotten the chariot and organizing the festival for the children. And then, after the neighbors were complaining and said, "You organized Rath Yatra." This was to Prabhupada's father, Guru Mahan. "You organized Rath Yatra. Why didn't you invite all of us?" He said, "Oh, it was only for the children." He said, "That was not for children. That's for everybody. The mercy of Jagannath's for everyone." And Prabhupada took Rath Yatra everywhere, to San Francisco and all over the world. And then, in 1973, Prabhupada, in London, there was Rath Yatra. In a short story, his sister, known by her nickname Pishima, auntie, she was cooking typical Bengali style. So she was in Mayapur taking care of Prabhupada and cooking kachoris. And she cooked them in mustard oil, as they do. And Prabhupada ate those kachoris, and about 10 minutes later, he was really unwell, and he called his servant and he said, "My sister, she has tried to poison me. These kachoris are not cooked properly." And it's like, you know, and he became very ill. And he really became extremely ill, and diarrhea and so many things. And then the devotees were like really, really worried. And Pishima wanted to cook for Prabhupada, and they were all like, "Oh no, you know, she's going to kill him." No. And so they tried to keep her away. And then Prabhupada said, "Call my sister." "Oh no, call my sister." "Yes." And Prabhupada said to his sister that she should cook deep fried eggplant and puris. And devotees thought, "This is the end. It's over." But she cooked it, and Prabhupada ate those puris, deep fried eggplant and puris. And then he said, "Oh, my mother always used to make puris and deep fried eggplant when we had diarrhea." So, like this, the family pastimes were going on. But Prabhupada shortly after had to travel to England, and on the way he was not well. He lied down in the plane on two seats, and the secretary went to the back of the plane to let Prabhupada lie down, which he never did. In the car, Prabhupada was not well from the airport to the temple in London, and he had to even throw up on the way. And then, but Prabhupada was ready to go on Rath Yatra. 1973, and the devotees had arranged everything that he would sit on the chariot as he did in many Rath Yatras. But this Rath Yatra, Prabhupada did not sit on the chariot. No, he danced in front of the chariot, and he danced in such a way. He jubilantly danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and then turned around and then danced towards the deity, and then the chariot would stop and everyone would just go mad. And the police said, some say different names, but I heard it was Brahmananda. Finally, I've read differently, but I think the true story is it was Brahmananda. The police came and went to the biggest devotee, Brahmananda, and told him, tell the old man to move on. So Brahmananda looked at Prabhupada, he looked at the police, and he was thinking to himself, who am I, who do I fear the most? It was Prabhupada. So he didn't say anything. But then the cop, you know, with a square jaw, told him, tell him! Okay, aye aye, sir. So he said, Srila Prabhupada, the police would like you to move on. And Prabhupada just gave him a look, you know. And Brahmananda shrunk and became the size of a mouse. And then Prabhupada continued dancing. No one could stop him. And the police was helpless and just accepted it. And the ecstasy, no bounds. And Prabhupada was experiencing the greatest ecstasy, taking Lord Jagannath through London to the world. And when the next day, on Trafalgar Square, at the end of the parade, in front of the National Library, there is a raised platform. And then, at one point in the back of the raised platform, there is a big column, which is Nelson's column, whatever, commemorating his achievements. And the platform is big enough to park the Ratiyatra chariots. Right? So they stand there on the raised platform next to Nelson's column, and then you stand on Trafalgar Square and you sort of look up at the chariots. And they still stand like that now, every year. And the newspaper wrote, Jagannath's chariot rivals Nelson's column. Prabhupada ecstasy knew no bounds. No bounds. So anyway, in this way, we can see how this Jagannath Rath Yatra is just a tidal wave. It is the tidal wave of ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which affected his devotees. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotee, Prabhupada, is carrying that ecstasy further and just gave it a new injection, and it just carries on into this movement. And this ecstasy is now about to flood Cape Town, and it just, Ratiyatra is just increasing. We have seen more and more Ratiyatras in South Africa, and more Ratiyatras all over the world, everywhere. Every year there's a new Ratiyatra in a new town somewhere, because the tidal wave of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is flooding the entire world. And this Ratiyatra is a very powerful tool. And those who are part of it, in distributing that mercy, they get the most. And that opportunity is especially reserved for us. Therefore, we're very fortunate that all of us can do something, some savor for Jagannath, so that it will be a mind-blowing festival. And on the day, we will not walk like wooden dolls. That, oh no! We will not just have our mouth closed. No! We will all chant loudly, louder, louder, for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Yajna Ki
Jai.
Yeah,
I'll put you sit in the middle.
Go ahead. Where are the books?
Oh, I'll get it.
First,
the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.